Give us an idea of what it really takes to work the abs correctly.
Right. Well, there are two things that people want. They want to show the bumps in terms of aesthetics. They want to show the bumps on the abdominis rectus. The abdominis rectus actually has 8 heads, not 6. It's commonly called a six-pack because 6 actually show above your waistline, as it were. And the other 2 are down around the groin. And so it's actually an 8-pack. But it's very important to understand that 8-pack because those 2 that are down around your groin attach to the pelvis. And when you understand that, you see that the action of the abdominis rectus is from sternum to pelvis. So the action is up and down. So any attempt to develop those bumps that is successful just in developing the abdominis rectus is going to make your gut stick out. And you can test this yourself. Any sort of sit-up that you want to try and do, put your hand on your gut and do the sit-up or whatever it is, and you'll find the gut sticks out further. What you're training the gut to do when you're training the bumps is to make it stick out. Now, most people don't want that. They want to train the bumps with the opposite effect. So that there is an inward curve to the abdominals, which is a very good thing because that's what holds the gut in place. And if you don't hold the gut in place, you can transfer power from the legs to the upper body and back again. So in order to do that, though, you have to train the sheet of muscle that is behind the abdominis rectus called the transversus. And the transversus goes around the body from the front, behind the abdominis rectus, and attaches to the back. It attaches to the fascia of the muscles of the back. It is the corset. Now, in order to have the desired stomach, both aesthetically and in terms of power, you have to make that corset as strong as possible. And that's the problem with most abdominal programs. They don't do that. And you can test this yourself. If you stand up naked in front of the mirror and let your gut go, if it falls out in an outward curve, you have been training it wrongly. It should fall in an inward curve.